I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for December 17th, 2018, to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist this evening. Welcome to our guests this evening, particularly to the students in the back row. You now have agendas in your hands, and if there are any questions as we go along, please raise your hand. This goes for anybody in the room, and I will recognize you at the appropriate time. At this time, I invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Frye.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Under additions to the agenda, there was an ordinance handed out tonight. It had to do with the small cell technology. Mr. Richardson, I just added it as to your 19B streets report as a place. I know it's being referred, but that's a place for me to write it down as to where it's going.
So we did say we're not going to refer it tonight. Are you, okay.
I understand. You can refer it or whatever you're doing with it. Just make it part of the record that way. And also, I would like to have as the final council agenda item, whatever number that turns out to be, an executive session to discuss possible litigation concerning the city. Mrs. Westphal.
Nothing. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council. Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, just a point of information. We have four resolutions regarding appointments, council appointments to the Board of Zoning Appeals and Sage Yard that came out of our Community Relations Committee meeting earlier this evening. Also, a recommendation as far as reopening one of the other searches for members to the Sage Yard Board. So we can either do that as part of the committee report or you can put it somewhere else on the agenda.
In my agenda, I added agenda item 21, appointments, and I have as 21A, Mr. Summers' appointment. That's resolution 16.
Yes.
As 21B, Mr. Reynolds' appointment to the BZA. That's resolution 17. As 21C, Mike Jones' appointment to Sage Yard as resolution 18. And 21D, Mrs. Capellini's reappointment to the Sage Yard Board is resolution 19.
Okay.
And then you can add to your report up there in 19A about opening it up or something like
right.
that.
Right. I believe I understand from Mrs. Brining that that doesn't require council action. Is that right, Leslie? Or do we need to vote on that to reopen?
No.
So that's just an informational item.
It should be part of your committee report.
Yep.
Then.
Thank you.
Other items from members of City Council? Seeing none, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas is out with a medical issue tonight. Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Or Ms. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item 4 is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on December 3rd. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the Sylvania City Council meeting minutes from the meeting held December 3rd, 2018, as submitted.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from December 3rd, 2018, as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda item 5, we have the pleasure tonight to present our Mayor's proclamation to Richard Sands, recognizing his 45 years of service to the city of Sylvania. I did read this earlier over at the holiday reception, but I wanted to read it into the council minutes, and Mr. Sands was kind enough to join me here. And I yanked back the resolution from him, or the proclamation from him that I read over there, so I could read it again. Come on up here and stand next to me, okay? And I'll read it again into the record. Proclamation, whereas Richard Sands began his career in the city of Sylvania in 1974, serving on the Municipal Planning Commission, and whereas in addition to the Planning Commission, Mr. Sands served on Sylvania City Council.
the Board of Zoning Appeals for many years as chairman and on assessment equalization boards. And whereas in those roles, Richard has contributed service to the city of Sylvania over the course of 45 years. And whereas we wish to thank him for all this service he has provided the Sylvania community, now therefore I, Craig A. Style, Mayor, do hereby proclaim today, Monday, December 17th, 2018, as Richard Sands Day in the city of Sylvania. And personally thank you for your long service to our community. Thank you, Mr. Sands. You are a great role model.
Thank you all
for volunteers.
Thank you.
Sylvania is better off because of all the volunteers and all the people willing to get involved in the city. And you're certainly a great role model for those people.
You made me look good in front of my daughter.
Well, that's the way it should work.
Thank you very much. Thank all of council. Thank you.
Thank you, Dick. All right, we do have a lot of items on the agenda tonight. These are year-end items. The first and probably the most important is the 2019 budget, which we have had two previous readings for, and we hope for its passage tonight. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce the third and final reading of Ordinance Number 60-2018. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. To make appropriations for current expenditures and other expenditures of the City of Sylvania, Ohio for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2019.
Second.
It's moved and seconded first that Ordinance Number 60-2018 be read by title only. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Ordinance Number 60-2018.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 60-2018. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The vote is...
Sorry.
Was there a negative vote in there? I'm sorry.
I don't think there was a second.
Okay. Second by Mr. Lutke then. Okay. Thank you. I was too quick on the draw. Thank you all. The motion passes and Ordinance 60-2018 is approved and the budget for 2019 is approved. Thank you for your work here at Council to get that done and also to Mr. Schroyer for his hard work putting that together as well. Now, we do have a number of other issues to resolve here at the year end. First is the year end adjustments to account allocations within the fund appropriations. If you look into that ordinance and go to the first table, which would be the fourth page, you'll see down at the bottom that that all totals out to zero. There are transfers among different funds, but we are within the appropriations originally made by the city. So we are not appropriating more money. We are just adjusting between accounts. Any comments about that, Mr. Schroyer?
No, Mr. Barry. Covers it, and that's in the operations and also in our capital budget. We stayed within the original budget that was passed last December by City Council.
All right. Very good.
Mr. Mayor, does this include item 15 on the agenda, the police vehicle purchase? Is that in?
That's a good question.
Coming out of its current budget.
Does this adjusting allowance take that into account?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
There's your answer. It's a good question. Okay. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 67-2018. All members of Council having received an advance, I'll read by title only. To make certain adjustments to account allocations within the fund appropriations for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2018, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 67-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 67-2018.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 67-2018 be approved as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 67-2018 is approved. The next three items on the agenda are all wage and salary adjustments. As council knows, you already approved the AFSCME contract at a previous meeting for certain annual wage increases for a three-year period. The first of these ordinances, 68-2018, is to grant those same salary adjustments to all other positions in the city that are not covered by a labor contract. Mr. Troy, you have any comments on this one?
Mr. Mayor, thank you. The non-union ordinance, unlike the union contracts that are three-year deals, the non-union ordinance is a one-year deal, and then we'll revisit again next year. But if the first year is the same first year pay increase that the union contracts has.
All right. Mr. Lutke.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 68-2018. Copies have been made available to members of council previously. Therefore, I'll read by title only. Making certain position and compensation pay plan changes, making certain salary, wage, and other service compensation adjustments to the codified ordinances of Sylvania 1979 as amended, and other ordinances, by granting pay increases to some of the appointed officials whose titles are listed in section 139.03E3, by granting a 2.75% increase to all non-union city employees and court employees whose positions are included in the list of occupational titles of section 139.02A of the of the codified ordinance of Sylvania, in which increase is reflected in the annual wage rate schedule 4 of section 139.10D of the Sylvania codified ordinances, by granting pay increases for some of the employees in the labor and trade supervision group, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 68-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I move final passage of ordinance number 68-2018.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 68-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 68-2018 is approved. Have the students in the back been here for a previous meeting? So you've heard the explanation of these different these motions. Okay, good. I don't have to give it again. I won't bore everybody with it. Moving on to agenda item 9. 9 and 10 are both collective bargaining agreements with the city. The first is Fraternal Order of Police on behalf of the patrolmen. The second one will be with the Sylvania Police Command Officers Association on behalf of the sergeants. These are ready to be approved. They have been approved by those labor organizations. You need to know there is still one outstanding contract out there that is with the telecommunicators, still to be done. I don't know if you want to hear about that one in advance. The chief is not here. Mr. Allard, do you know what the status of that is?
We're still trying to get a meeting arranged with the telecommunicators.
Okay. I can tell you that I shook three telecommunication hands this morning when I was going around the city, and nobody said, boy, you've got a tough negotiation ahead of you. They were very friendly. I don't know of any issues. I don't know why that one isn't settled. We just haven't gotten to it yet.
The representative for their union requested a wait till after the police ratified their contract.
Okay, very good. So we'll see what that one has to share in it. Let's start with agenda item 9, which is proposed ordinance 70-2018. This is the agreement with the patrolman, Mr. Lutke.
Right, Mr. Mayor. Before I do this, I want to remind council that like our previous agreement with the AFSCME employees, this amount for the next 3 years is well in the middle, in the median of similar agreements for other municipalities around Lucas County. So there are several higher, one lower, but we're very much in the middle in terms of the amount. I think that we Mr. Aller did an outstanding job, and Mr. Schroyer to get us to this point with them. So I'd like to introduce Ordinance 70-2018, authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into a three-year collective bargaining agreement commencing January 1st, 2019, with the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge Number 129 on behalf of the patrolmen, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 70-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor then indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of Ordinance Number 70-2018.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 70-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 70-2018 is approved, accepting the three-year collective bargaining agreement with the police patrolmen. Let's move on to Agenda Item 10. This is a similar agreement with the sergeants. Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 71-2018. Copies have been made available to members of council previously, so I'll read by title only, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a three-year collective bargaining agreement commencing January 1st, 2019 with the Sylvania Police Command Officers Association on behalf of the sergeants, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 71-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of Ordinance Number 71-2018.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 71-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And Ordinance 71-2018 is approved, accepting the three-year collective bargaining contract with the police sergeants. Moving on to Agenda Item 11, this is to authorize the Donald J. Schoenhart and Associates Company to extend their contract or do it for another 3 years to help prepare our basic financial statements. Mr. Schroyer, please give us the background on this.
Sure. And the contract that they've had with the city goes at least back to 1996. There's not a lot of competition in the area of what they do. They cover most government agencies in Ohio. Basically what they do, they take our cash basis financial statements and convert them over with GAAP, convert them over to accrual basis, and then when you get your approved financial statements that the auditors approve and that you guys get a copy of at the end, that's after they've converted everything over to the accrual basis. They typically have given us three-year contracts with no increase within those 3 years. We are coming off a three-year contract with a cost of $13,500 a year for each of those 3 years. They've increased this one to be $14,250 for each year, so no increase within those 3 years. It's administrator's recommendation to approve this contract, so they will start immediately working on converting once we give them the information through December. They'll start converting that over for us.
This firm does this sort of work for many municipalities and governments around the state of Ohio.
Yeah, they're located in I think Hillary is a suburb of Columbus. They're located in Hillary.
And their work has always been approved by the auditors, whether the state auditors or the state authorized auditors.
And it helps that they've had all the history of the city, so they, you know, going back to 96, they've been doing it. So it makes it a lot smoother process, but the state's always putting new rules and regulations in play that cost them a little bit more time.
Very good. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 69-2018, all members of council having received copies in advance. I will read by title only, authorizing an agreement between Donald J. Schoenhart and Associates, Inc. and the City of Sylvania, whereby said firm will assist the city in preparation of its 2018, 2019, and 2020 basic financial statements in compliance with generally accepted accounting principles at costs not to exceed $14,250 for 2018, $14,250 for 2019, and $14,250 for 2020, plus mileage for each year, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to sign the agreement on behalf of the city, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 69-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 69-2018.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 69-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 69-2018 is approved. Moving to the second page of our agenda, we're up to agenda item 12. This one has to do with the service director's report on proposed sewer line improvements on South Main Street. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We are getting ready to move forward with three projects that will be taking place in the same area of Main Street, South Main Street between 10 Mile Creek and Brent Road. The first phase of this project is taking care in replacing, either repairing or replacing existing sanitary laterals that are in that section. There are approximately about 45 service connections in that area. That work we would like to have done, or we need to have done, prior to the reconstruction project that will be taking place in 2022. The reconstruction project is one of the projects that we were successful in getting congestion mitigation and air quality highway funding for, and that's in 2022. The rehab project we need to have done completed before that. So we'll first do the lateral rehab, we'll then do the reconstruction project, and then after the reconstruction project is complete, we will line the sanitary sewer that is deeper down the center of Main Street, essentially. It's most of it is in the center, it's also in some places. But and so it's kind of a three-phase project, and the funding that we will attempt to use will attempt to join OPWC money with this phasing of the project in order to be able to obtain additional grant funds. The survey that we plan on moving forward with will be able to, it will encompass all three projects. They'll collect everything while they're there, and we'll be able to use it for those purposes. So we'd like to move forward with that survey work so that we can get moving on the lateral rehab portion of the project, and we're requesting permission to advertise for surveying services.
What is significant about this section of Main Street that we need to go to this level of work on it? Are these old sewers? Is this the large trunk sewer that heads down to the Lucas County plant? What's going on?
Yes, very old sewers, one of the larger sewers that we inspected a few years back, and we're starting to move forward on repairing. It dates back to the 50s. Some of it is even in the 40s. It's in poor shape. The laterals that are there are very shallow. Many sanitary sewers that were constructed in the manner of the lateral coming in at a slope, of course, and then when it gets to the main sewer coming straight down, many of those laterals are now punching right through the whole sewer.
It's a drop sewer dropping straight in.
Huh? It's dropping straight in.
Yep.
And a lot of those laterals are busting through that pipe after 60, 70 years. It's a problem that many sanitary sewers are facing. So we plan on relocating, redesigning those sanitary laterals. We're actually taking a look at, this could potentially be one of the first projects that we use a low pressure pumping type system where we have a pump station every two or three homes and we bring it into there and then we pump into the sewer. The intrusion, the social savings from that is very large. The excavation, you'd be excavating for an inch and a half pipe versus 6-inch pipes every 70 feet. So it's much less intrusion. It does add some maintenance responsibility for us as the years go on. And I've been a part of a couple of those projects. If anybody's familiar with Catawba Island, they have thousands of these. I was actually part of that design. But those are the things. We're taking a look at some different things that we've never looked at before to try to minimize the excavation and the social impact. We start digging these laterals. We start digging down that deep. We have the potential to impact a lot of trees down through there. And going with the pump station route perhaps minimizes that. So it's one of the things we're taking a look at. No decisions have been made yet. So.
What you're asking for tonight is proposal to request surveying proposals?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want a council motion authorizing that?
Yes.
What's the time? What's the timing for this whole process? The survey is probably next year, probably, but.
Yeah, the survey work would be done in 2019. We'll apply for funding next fall. That funding will really kind of dictate on whether we do the lateral rehab part in 20 or 21. It will depend on where we, if we're successful in getting the grant funding. The reconstruction project is scheduled for 2022, and that work, because it's CMAQ funding, we have to follow the ODOT procedure of survey work and then design work and all of that. So we're following the ODOT procedure, if you will, because of that funding.
So we're starting in on a 4-year commitment.
Yes.
All right, so we're looking for a motion to authorize receiving surveying proposals. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that administration be authorized to advertise for professional survey requests for proposals for the three projects presented here, including South Main Street Sanitary Sewer Improvements, South Main Street Reconstruction Project, and South Main Street Sanitary Sewer Improvements Project Phase 2.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We'll bring those proposals back to you once we have them and have a recommendation. Moving on to agenda item 13. You've heard a little bit about the reconstruction of the Monroe Street Bridge over US 23. We are unsure as to the precise schedule of that project due to the intersection study. However, as a part of this project, there is the opportunity to have aesthetic impact and decisions to be made on that bridge. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we talked about it some time ago. I can't believe it was July of 2017. That is some time ago. Talked about the possibilities of what we might be able to do on that section. And we would just like the opportunity to come back and present to you, if you will, the plans on what we're thinking as we move forward. ODOT is now to the point where they want to develop their final stage 3 plans, they call it, and they are looking for our answers to be complete in the month of January. So this is something that we want to move forward on in the next month. Much like we did on the Main Street project, we've taken what we heard in that committee of the whole. We've looked at some other areas based on what we heard and have come up with a couple things that I believe will make that area look vastly different from what it is now. And people realize that they're going through Sylvania, Ohio as they move through. So we just like an opportunity to present those to you and have you take a look.
This is something that you can do, and I have done, and you may have already done it too, as you go up and down the interstates around Ohio and Michigan, to see the different decorative fencing and lighting and signage that goes on some of these bridges. There's nice ones down in Worthington, but I also found some very nice ones up in Lake Orion, Michigan, and some spaces up there on I-75 that can really make an impression to people going by. Not having them makes an impression, too, that we're not doing that sort of thing. I remind you also that there are sound barrier walls that are going to be installed along US 23, mostly north of Monroe Street, I believe. Maybe there's some south as well,
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that we get something, and we're working on that one as well, the aesthetic impact of that. Down by Central Avenue, they put maple leaves on those. They're pretty nice. I think we can do better. And if you drive through Findlay, I think we could definitely do better than what Findlay did, putting City of Findlay in blue and red every 100 feet or something. It just doesn't come off very well. It might look good on paper, but it doesn't look good in the field, I don't think. So we're working on those two things at the same time. So this one, what are you looking for tonight? Just to get it scheduled into the street committee or committee of the whole? Committee of the whole is what you have.
In the past, it was in committee of the whole. And if it, you know, if it stays there or if it referred to the streets committee, but just to get those discussions started back up again.
You want to set a meeting tonight or you want to get back to us or what would you like to do?
I would like to schedule a meeting tonight if we could for that first part of January so that we could have a follow-up meeting if necessary.
Are you ready by January the 7th?
Yes.
Can we do it ahead of the council meeting?
Kevin, how would that work?
That works for us.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, how much time do you think?
I think if we had a half hour, it would be sufficient. I think that's about what we had on Main Street, and I think we covered it pretty well in that.
So 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Committee of the whole? That's good.
When is ODOT scheduled to make a decision about the about that exit ramp design?
That will be, they have, the decision on the interchange project is going to be funding based. And
it's right going
now,
to be what?
Funding based. And right now, they have not, ODOT has not announced what the years 2024 and beyond, what their funding availability is going to be. We have decided through the interchange study and through the comments that the bridge itself will not need to be widened as part of the interchange improvements. So because of that, ODOT plans to move forward with the bridge redecking in 2021. And so that's why that timeline for the aesthetic decisions has kind of been stepped up, if you will, because they've decided to move forward with that project.
Okay.
All right, Mrs. Westfall has proposed a 7 p.m. Committee of the Whole on January 7th. Do we want to take a vote on that?
Yeah.
Eventually schedule it?
So I move that we hold the Committee of the Whole meeting for this topic on January 7th at 7 p.m.
Second.
All right, it's moved and scheduled to meet in Committee of the Whole on January 7th at 7 p.m. to discuss Monroe Street Bridge aesthetics. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right, now let's move on to agenda item 14. This is to award contracts for the Brook Hill Court Improvement Project. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On December 12th, we received bids for the project. We had 11 bids on the project. This is a relatively small project in the realm of, in a contractor's world, but yes, we had 11 bidders on it. We had an initial low bid, an apparent low bid, but when we completed the bid tabs, it was discovered that there was a mathematical error in that bid, and so that apparent low bidder was no longer the low bidder. Ed Kelly and Sons out of Northwood, Ohio, who has done several projects with us. We use them if we have some emergency repairs and things of that nature as well. Their bid ended up being the low bid. Their bid was $141,897. The engineer's estimate was $164,833, so almost 14% underneath the engineer's estimate. As I said, we've done a lot of work with Ed Kelly and Sons. They've been around for a very long time. They're a very good contractor, and we would recommend moving forward.
I believe this is a project that's partially funded with OPWC funds by folding it into a larger project, and it was part of the 2018 capital improvements budget, and we'd like to get this contract awarded during 2018. There's no questions. Mr. Richardson, we have ordinance 72-2018.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 72-2018. All members of council, having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting the bid of Ed Kelly and Sons Incorporated and awarding the contract for the Brook Hill Court Improvements Project to same, authorizing the expenditure for the improvements in the amount of $141,897, appropriating funds, therefore, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 72-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 72-2018.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 72-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 72-2018 is approved. Work is expected to take place early next spring.
Correct.
Okay. And we'll complete those three cul-de-sacs north of Ravine.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Agenda item 15 is to purchase one new 2019 police vehicle due to an existing vehicle being totaled in an accident. Mr. Aller or Mr. Schroyer, whoever wants to address this one.
I can start, Mr. Mayor. The police vehicle was, I believe, it was a 2014 police SUV. The damage was near between just over 9,000, I believe. The insurance company came in and did their inspection and decided it was they decided to total it. They're giving us $10,000. It being a patrol vehicle, it's something that we need to get another vehicle and get it back out on the road. So I think the what you're being asked to approve is the deal with the for the new vehicle. Obviously, $10,000 is coming from insurance. They will also pay for any of the decals or any of the equipment moving from one vehicle to the other, the stuff that we could reuse. The insurance company is paying for all that. This is coming out of 2018 capital budget.
And this means we have one less patrol car to award the following year. Are you satisfied with the $10,000 settlement?
We had a choice. We could have taken the vehicle. And they would have given us $8,000 to take the vehicle, and if we wanted to keep it, but with it being a 2014, the mileage was pretty high. It was a better deal for us to take the $10,000 and put it towards the cost of a new one.
Okay. And Mr. Aller, it's your recommendation to get that into this year's capital improvement budget. There's some space in there left. Mr. Hainem already asked if we build it into that adjusting allowance. Apparently we did. Mm-hmm. So good deal. So we have proposed ordinance 73.
Yeah, we had two opportunities to mess up that ordinance. We just pass them both up.
All right. We have ordinance 73-2018 to authorize this purchase. This is not a state term contract. This is an offer from the statewide Ford to supply us with a fully equipped patrol car. And we are comfortable with the price. So Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 73-2018. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept the proposal of Statewide Ford for the purchase of one 2019 Ford Police Interceptor utility vehicle for the City of Sylvania Police Department, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 73-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 73-2018.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 73-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 73-2018 is approved.
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Schroyer?
Can I add that it was the fault of another driver, a Michigan driver without insurance. So the $10,000 is coming from the city's insurance, and then they're going to make the decision how to go after this Michigan driver.
We appreciate that information. I assume that this will not affect our insurance rates.
No.
It was just an uninsured driver from Michigan.
Actually driving a U-Haul truck, pulling something, and hit it with the U-Haul truck and whatever he was pulling as the police vehicle was stopped with, pulled someone over. Nobody was in the police vehicle, stopped on the road.
We are fortunate there were no injuries involved.
Correct.
All right.
How do you get a U-Haul?
I think U-Haul would have made him happy.
And that's one of the options the insurance is looking at, whether they could go after U-Haul.
All right. Let's move on to agenda item 16, which has to do with a contract agreement for public defender services. Ms. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is an annual agreement that we enter into for the provision of public defender services for indigent defendants in our court. We've worked over the past few years to get our amount reduced. In the 2014, we were paying close to $46,000. We're currently responsible for $24,600 for 2019. We have good service, and they provide us with lots of attorneys, as those are really active, busy days in our court, and I would recommend its approval.
There's no questions. Mrs. Westfall, ordinance 74-2018.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 74-2018. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into an agreement on behalf of the City of Sylvania, Ohio, with the Board of Lucas County Commissioners for the provision of public defender services to the Sylvania Municipal Court for the year 2019, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
And moved and seconded that ordinance number 74-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number
74-2018. Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 74-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 74-2018 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 17, you have a recommendation back from the Plan Commission. This has to do with zoning amendment ZA1-2018. This is for property at 4713 King Road. You referred it to the Plan Commission at your last meeting. The Plan Commission did meet and discuss this at length, and their recommendation is not to change it to R2. The developer, it's a family property, family developer, came in with very specific slot size requirements, which would fit in an R2, but aesthetic requirements that can be better enforced if we make it a PD rather than go to an R2. So the recommendation of the Plan Commission is not to grant the change to R2, but to change to R1 PD. When you go to PD, the lot size requirements can be lower than they are in a regular R1, and there's far more control for the city to manage both the appearance of the units and the size of the units and the walkways and the screening that they were proposing in a PD. If you change it to an R2, you do not have that control, and if unexpectedly the family lost control of the property, they could come in and build something of a far less quality. The property that's being developed over on McCord Road across from McCord Junior High School is also in a PD, which gives the city much more leverage. I asked Mr. Fondren during the meeting if he was comfortable. You can read it about it in the meeting minutes down in information item D, if he was comfortable with this change, because he was uncertain what it meant, and he wanted to talk to his attorney, and he became convinced that he liked the idea better, too. If he had a problem with it, he will come back and talk to you at your public hearing about it, but it does seem like the right way to go. So the Plan Commission's recommendation is to go to R1 PD, and what needs to be done tonight is to set the public hearing for this on January 22nd. Mr. Hainem, that all make sense to you? And
it makes sense to me. I want to know what we're going to, what our public notice is, though. The public notice that we're seeking a public hearing on a change in the zoning from R1 to R1 PD or to R1 or to R2. What's the public notice going to be?
I did speak with the Plan Commission secretary today, and yeah, she said that we will be requesting Mr. Fondren to amend his application to do for the zoning change to be from R1 to R1 PD, so that will be our notice, because he was present at the meeting. He did agree with that. He didn't have any issue with that, so he's completely on board, fine with the R1 PD. And that's what the Planning Commission recommended.
And then that's what the public notice will say.
The R2 is off the table.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, because as I read the minutes of the Planning Commission, I started reading them, and I thought this should be a PD, and you came up with that on your own. Congratulations.
Well, no, it actually came from the Service Department. Thank you to the Service Department, but it made a lot of sense to all of us that that's what should happen.
That makes sense, and that's what we should. That's what the public hearing will be. Okay.
Let me just ask a quick question, if I could. Is there a timing issue that's critical here? I do know that two members of council will not be present on January 22nd. And so, again, not critical. We still have 5 votes.
We only need 4.
It's a public hearing. You don't have to take action on it. I would get the public hearing scheduled, and if there's issues with the number of votes, then you can delay it.
But you technically don't need a vote.
Yeah. Mr. Fondren chose to move ahead rather than delay it and come back into the Plan Commission with that revised application. So I'd move ahead with it, with that understanding.
All right. Well, since we're adopting the Planning Commission recommendation consistent with a revised application, we'll only need a majority.
Yep.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I would move that we establish a public hearing for January 2nd, 2019 on amended application ZA1-2018, a request for a zoning amendment from R1 to R1 PD for the property located at 4713 King Road, Sylvania, Ohio.
The motion is to set that public hearing for January 22nd, 2019 at 7 p.m. All in favor of that, indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. We need to get that application resubmitted so we can have the proper legal ad in the paper then. Did you get a second, Karen? Was there a second to that?
I'll second that.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Fry. It's twice tonight. I was too fast on the draw. So there's a lot of items on this agenda. Okay. We're now up to agenda item 18. This is confirmation of the mayor's reappointment of Brian McCann to the Municipal Planning Commission. Mr. McCann has served on there for a few years, and he has grown very well into that job. He is the vice chairman of the Plan Commission. He's doing a very nice job, And whereas at the beginning, I questioned some of his motions and stuff, I don't now. I have reappointed him and asked for your confirmation. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move reappointment of Brian McCann to the Municipal Planning Commission.
Second. Moved and seconded to confirm the mayor's reappointment of Brian McCann to the Planning Commission. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Mr. McCann is reappointed. Agenda item 19 is committee reports. 19A is reports of the Employee and Community Relations Committee meetings on December 6th and 17th. Mr. Lutke.
Yeah, you know, Mayor, could we flip this with streets just so that we can have some continuity between the report and the resolution?
That makes sense. Let's go to 19B first. Mr. Richardson, if you're prepared, redo your Streets Committee report from the meeting held this evening.
Sure. We had a meeting of the Streets Committee earlier tonight at 7 p.m. In attendance were all members of the committee, as well as all members of council, and from the administration, Mrs. Brining, Mr. Aller, Mr. Sanford. We talked about the small cell technology, as it's pointed out in ordinance number 54, 2018. We decided that we would recommend this ordinance to come before council at the first meeting in January, on January 7th. That way everybody has time to look over the guidelines that were provided to us by the administration that would be in that, and everybody's received that packet. And then also Mr. Lukey requested that we look into the city installing some of these small cell technology units and weighing the pros and cons of that, and maybe get some more information from somebody who's knowledgeable on that subject sometime in the first quarter of 2019. And we adjourned at 7:26.
All right. We will have ordinance 54, 2018 on the council agenda January 7th. Okay, thank you for the report. Any questions for Mr. Richardson? Okay, then back to 19A, report of the Employee and Community Relations Committee meetings.
Right, Mr. Mayor, thank you. Before I get started, we have three names that will be coming to you for appointment, and I think the only people who may not have received resumes of those three individuals are Mary and Doug. Is that right? Do you have these three? Would you like them, since you're
going
to vote on them? Okay. And Mary, I think, may have them too. Yeah, okay. So the background of this is that, as you know, council makes appointments to boards and commissions. In this year, we have two vacancies on the Board of Zoning Appeals. Gary Summer, who served us for a number of terms on the BZA, is just coming up for reappointment. And Dick Sands, as you heard earlier, is asked to step away, so he will not be seeking reappointment either. On the Sage Yard, we have a retirement from the board of Mr. Beatty, who just simply asked not to be reappointed. And Greg Feller, who we just appointed last time, is leaving the city to move to the township, so he's not able to be up for a reappointment. So the committee has looked at filling those vacancies. We publicly noticed it and had, by the deadline, just two applications for BZA. Mr. Summer asked to be reappointed, and Tom Reynolds, who some of you know is with the fire service here in Sylvania, asked to be appointed as well. Those were the only two appointments. In addition to Sageyard, we had just one expression of interest in the by the deadline of the application process, and that was Yeah, Mike Jones. Mike Jones is a coach, a hockey coach at Northview, and with the Sage Yard program. He's a banker at Fifth Third Bank. We interviewed those individuals this evening as a committee, and all of the committee recommended and voted to appoint, to recommend appointment of all three of those individuals by a 4-0 vote. So what you have in front of you are three resolutions that are related to those three appointments. And so I will read them, starting with Mr. Summer. Yeah, that's the bottom one. Thank you. Right, that's okay. So I'd like to move resolution number 16, 2018, reappointing Gary Summer to the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term to expire December 31st, 2021, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 16-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of resolution number 16-2018.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 16-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 16-2018 is approved of reappointing Gary Summer.
Okay, I'd like to introduce resolution number 17-2018. Copies have been made available to members of council, therefore I'll read by title only. Appointing Thomas Reynolds to the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term expiring December 31st, 2021, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded the resolution number 17-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, resolution number 17-2018.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 17-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 17-2018 is approved appointing Thomas Reynolds to the Zoning Board of Appeals.
Okay, I'd like to introduce resolution number 18-2018. Members of council have received copies previously, so I'll read by title only. Appointing Michael Jones to the Board of Trustees of the Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District, or SAJARD, for a term expiring December 31st, 2021, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's moved and seconded that resolution number 18-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of resolution number 18-2018.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 18-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 18-2018 is approved appointing Michael Jones to the Board of Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District.
Okay. Thank you all. In addition to that, we have the first of a couple of appointments of city council members to some of the boards that council by statute is serving on. And that would be for SAJARD. Katie Capellini has served as our SAJARD representative for 6 years, so for a while. And she's asked to be reappointed. So that said, I'd like to introduce resolution number 19-2018. Copies have been made available previously to members of council. Reappointing Katie Capellini to the Board of Trustees of Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District, or SAJARD, she being a member of the council of the supporting political subdivision for the full calendar year of 2019, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that resolution number 19-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of resolution number 19-2018.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 19-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 19-2018 is approved, reappointing Katie Capellini to the Board of the Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District. Congratulations and thank you, Mrs. Capellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for that. And we have one other piece of business that I don't believe requires council action, but it's an information item. And that is that as you do your math, we have four seats and three appointees tonight. The SAJARD seat had a number of individuals who expressed interest in being appointed, but we did not receive those requests until after the deadline. And in conferring with the law director, we felt that it was establishing a bad precedent to consider those individuals for the second seat. We wanted instead to reopen the process, let them reappoint, let them reapply again, and then have a committee meeting after the beginning of January to review those resumes as applications and make an appointment. We just feel that that keeps us out of harm's way from a litigation standpoint and from a process standpoint. So we've asked Ms. Booker to notice that seat tomorrow We'll close the application process on noon of the 28th, which is a Friday. That'll allow us to take a look at who's applied and set up a committee meeting for the first part of January. We actually have until the fourth week in January to get this second person appointed before Sagard meets. So we'll try to move in a deliberate manner to get that done. And we'll be back to you at either the first or second meeting of the year to have a nomination for you then. So that's all I've got.
Very good. Thank you.
Mr. Lukey, I'm assuming we're going to let these people who've indicated interest know that we're putting
yeah.
them back out on the street?
Actually, you anticipated my conversation with Mrs. Bucher after we were done. We have three individuals who have expressed interest, and I assume will continue to express interest, and we will direct them to where they can get the proper paperwork to do that. I also understand that there's another individual from the community who's expressed interest, and we'll give him a courtesy call as well to let him know.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Any other committee reports to be made at this time? Hearing none, we'll move on to agenda item 20, committee referrals. Mrs. Westfall, you have an item you'd like to talk
yes,
about.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I know that as members of council, we all made a commitment to do some further discussion around the budget as it relates to 2020 prior to getting to next fall. And so I'd like to propose that we move forward as a committee of the whole in those discussions, because it seems like it will be important for all of us to be present. I'd like to set a first meeting for the middle to end of February. And then I would also invite all of the council members to review your particular areas. And if you've got questions or things that you would like to have considered in terms of budget questions, to please address those to the appropriate member of administration. I know administration has already done a lot of hard work thinking about how we might address some of the revenue challenges and looking carefully as well at expenses. So with that, I would like to propose that we have a meeting sometime the week of February 18th or 25th. And I actually am looking at like February 19th or February 26th. I wonder if either of those dates will work. I'm thinking 7:30 in the morning, but I could do evening if you'd rather.
What day of the week is it? I don't have my
Tuesday.
February.
Tuesdays.
Or
both Tuesdays.
26th is a
CHR
board meeting. Okay. How about
19th? 19th works for me.
I would need to be out of here.
If it's a Tuesday, how about if we did it on Wednesday the 20th or Wednesday the 27th? Is that a
Can we keep
day?
It away from Wednesday? That's a bad day for me.
Okay. So what are good days?
Well, if we do it in the morning, we're going to have that. We're going to have that problem most of the days with Tom.
I have that Tuesday. Problem on Tuesday.
Tuesdays.
I've got a Tuesday.
Okay.
Every Tuesday at 9 a.m.
Got it.
Okay. Mark, I can't do that Thursdays in those weeks. How about Friday the 22nd?
Sure.
7:30.
Yep.
And would that work for you?
Yep, that works
okay.
for me.
So it's 7:30 in the morning, Friday, February 22nd. And if it's all right with you, we'll meet in the finance conference.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Is this committee of the whole?
Committee of the whole.
We probably ought to have a motion to that effect then as a committee of the whole.
So I make a motion that we have a committee of the whole meeting on Friday, February 22nd at 7:30 in the morning to discuss finance-related issues, and that we meet in the finance conference room.
For a second?
Second.
All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. In an appropriate time, we will have the clerk notice you and post this committee of the whole meeting Friday, February 22nd at 7:30 a.m. in the finance conference room. Thank you. All right, and we have already taken care of my added agenda item 21 as a part of 19A. So we are past that. We are on to item 22, which is an executive session to address possible litigation. Is there a motion to go into committee of the whole executive session?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mrs. Hausman?
Yes.
Mr. Lucci?
Yes.
Mr. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Mrs. Westphal?
Yes.
Vote is 7-0, 7-0 to go into executive session. I need to ask the students to leave the room. It's been a fairly long meeting for you already. You are welcome to stay in the lobby out there. I don't know how long this discussion will be, but there will be there's no action contemplated to be taken in executive session and none contemplated to be taken when we come out of executive session. So the meeting is in effect over. I'll only report that we were in executive session. I would refer you to an information item A, and all of council can take a look at that right now. You can see the report from the Division of Taxation through November showing that our tax receipts are down 1.68%. This is certainly better than what we were contemplating earlier in the year. So that's good news. We'll see if it holds up through the end of the year.
Yes.
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 Aye.